Time to go back down the mole hole with Randy Moleman on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We're back in the mole hole. My name is Randy Moleman. You're listening on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2, and InsideSTL.com. And Matt, let's play some head-scratching music. It's time for Head Scratchers. Oh, yeah, I like this one. This reminds me. Turn it up a little bit. They used to run this song on highlight packages back on the NFL Today in the 70s and 80s.
Really?
This used to be the highlight package music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why I put it on here. It reminds me of Brent Musburger and Irv Cross and Jimmy the Greek. All right. That's our head-scratching music for today. I love it. My first head-scratcher. Now it seems I'm scratching my head at all of you people who are now pining for Greg Garcia to be your starting second baseman. And there's a lot of you. As a matter of fact, yesterday on the midday grind, I heard the boys breaking down Garcia's number, career numbers versus Wong's. And I sent in a text at the time. And let's break this down further, okay? For all of you wanting Greg Garcia to be your starting second baseman over Colton Wong. There are a lot of people who just don't like Colton Wong, and that's it, period. But let me give you the numbers. As a starter in his career, and look, remember, small sample size with Greg Garcia. I get it. But as a starter in his career, Garcia is a .239 hitter. When he starts a game, his batting average is .239. Colton Wong's is .248. Garcia's slugging percentage as a starter, .329. Wong's .367. The difference is the walks. Garcia, for his career as a starter, when he starts, he has a .356 on-base percentage compared to Wong's .308. But why everyone is so focused on that being the difference? Well, you have to play Garcia because of his on-base percentage. No, you don't. Because he's not as good defensively. He's not as good batting average-wise. He doesn't have as much power as Colton Wong when they start games. Where Greg Garcia's numbers get inflated are his pinch hitting and substitute numbers. As a pinch hitter in his career, Garcia hits .339. When he doesn't start a game, but he enters the game later, his average is .315. He is a sub. Greg Garcia is a utility player. How about these numbers? I dug a little bit deeper. For his career, and again, I get it, small sample size with Greg Garcia, I understand. But when Garcia's behind in the count, his batting average is .102. He's an automatic out when he falls behind in the count. .102? Colton Wong's is .232. That's not great. It's better than .102. Garcia in his career with runners in scoring position, he hits .200. Slugs .200. Colton Wong hits .223, .316. Men on base, Greg Garcia, .230 for his career, .243 for Colton Wong. I'm not saying Colton Wong's numbers are far and away better, and he has a lot more at-bats. Versus lefties, which is when Wong won't play, it seems. Garcia, .241, Colton Wong, .248. My point is, Greg Garcia is not the answer. Greg Garcia is a utility player. You don't want to expose Greg Garcia to everyday work. I'm sorry, you don't. He's a utility player. He should be used in that manner. He's most successful in that manner. And he's better for the Cardinals in that role. So I scratch my head at you, anti-Colton Wong people, who first you want Jed Jerko, who all he can do is hit home runs. The rest of his numbers are terrible. And now you want Greg Garcia. The on-base machine. He's great off the bench. Matt Adams in left field. I scratch my head at the Cardinals here. I just don't get it. Now they're bringing Willie McGee in to tutor Matt Adams in left field. I mean, this manager is taking, spending a lot of time purposely going against the edict that was laid out in the offseason, which was get better defensively and get more athletic. Now you're putting a big cement shoes fielder in left field who's never played the outfield to get his bat in the lineup. To get his bat in the lineup? What is he hitting, 150? 175? And now you're going to bring Willie McGee in to tutor. Wait, hold on. Is Willie McGee going to bring new legs for Matt Adams? Is he going to bring shoes for Matt Adams that aren't made of cement? Is he going to bring a lightning bolt for his arm so that he has an arm? Is Willie McGee bringing some special shoe for Matt Adams that's going to make him be able to move around and run in the outfield? How about this? How about we sit Matt Adams and just suit up Willie McGee and let him play left field? At his age, he's more athletic and faster and has a better arm than Matt Adams. Why are we spending so much time trying to get this guy and don't do it. Don't give me this. Well, we're trying to make him more versatile because, look, if he's more versatile, he has more trade value. No one's going to trade for Matt Adams to play left field. No one. No one. And the answer to that also is, what about the Cubs with Kyle Schwarber? He's a clod. Kyle Schwarber is an impact bat. You can make that distinction. Thank you. Matt Davis gave me some stats. 143 for Matt Adams. He's slugging 143. His OPS is 437. We got to get his bat in the lineup, Matt.
Yeah.
anyway, Kyle Schwarber is an impact bat. He's a premier hitter, a premier power hitter. And so you take that chance. Matt Adams is not that. I mean, come on. God, it's the amount of time being spent by our manager going against what we were supposed to be doing this season, which is get more athletic and play better defense. He plays Jed Jerko. He plays Greg Garcia. He plays the less defensive players, the worst defensive players at second base and left field, and the less athleticism. He plays those guys because got to get their bat in the lineup. You got to be kidding me. Let's just sign Willie McGee. That is problem solved. Hey, I know we're at the top of the hour, but I have a couple of more, so I'm gonna keep going, and we'll break here late. On this United flight situation, Dr. David, is it Dao or Dow? I can't remember how to pronounce it. I scratch my head at all the people who were filming the whole thing. Look, the situation was terrible. How United Airlines handled it was outrageous. Unacceptable, the way they handled that. But what struck me is all the people that were filming it with their phones, but didn't do anything to help, didn't stand up and say, look, before you drag this guy off the plane, you know what? I'll take it. I'll get off because I don't want to see this violence. We shouldn't be dragging this guy off. Not one person stood up to say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'll instead they turn their video recorders on their phone and film the thing. That to me makes me scratch my head. Like, how do all these people around the situation just watch it and film it, but no one steps up to say, don't do that. I'll take it. Because apparently they did offer some money to get off the flight. I'm sorry. I think I'd take a $500 or $700 so that someone wouldn't have to get slapped around and dragged off a plane. I think I would do it. I'm not some saint, but I think I would. I don't want anyone getting knocked around. I scratch my head at all the people on that flight who couldn't step up and say, you know what? Don't do that. Don't do that to this man. I'll get off. No one? Not one person? That makes me laugh. I mean, it doesn't make me laugh. It's sad. It makes me laugh because it is sad where we are in society. We'd rather turn our phones on and record it. I'm scratching my head at Illinois fans this morning, especially those that are ripping an 18-year-old. He's 18. It's despicable behavior. I think when I was younger and immature, I was probably in this camp when someone would back out of a commitment. And I would be like, you so-and-so, how could you do that? How could you lead us on like that? There have been comments, especially Ben Fredrickson wrote an article about it. Here's some of the comments. If you go to Missouri, you're going to be in hell during the bragging rights game, wrote one poster. Another one said, hate it that people around you are making your decision for you so they can get some money. What? What on earth does that mean? Someone else says, at the very least, an 18-year-old knows that his word is a reflection of his character, which he apparently does not have. Moving on. This is about an 18-year-old who, by the way, signed on to play for a coach who got fired. He didn't sign on to play for Brad Underwood. He signed on to play for John Gross. So now people allege that there's cheating going on because Konzo. Konzo's run clean programs, never once been investigated by the NCAA. Get over yourselves, Illinois fans. And by the way, I got into it on the fan pin a while ago about this Illinois versus Missouri and how Illinois is such a more, way better program, much more prestigious. I think if you look at the complete history of both programs, that's accurate. Illinois is like a top 15 program of all time. Missouri's in the top 30. But let's not act like Missouri or Illinois is so much better over the last 12 years. 13 years ago, Illinois made a title run, lost in the championship to North Carolina. Since that point, the 05-06 season, Illinois' record is 242-167, 59% winning percentage. Missouri's 226-168, 57%, 2 percentage points difference in winning percentage the last 12 seasons. The last 12 seasons, Illinois went to 5 NCAA tournaments. They were out in the second round 3 times and lost in the first round twice. And they haven't been to the tournament since the 12-13 season. Missouri, the last 12 seasons. 5 NCAA tournaments. 3 times out in round 1. 1 time out in round 2. And an Elite 8. And they haven't been to the tournament since 12-13. Conference record. Illinois. 46% winning percentage in conference. 46% the last 12 years. Have not won the conference championship, have not gone to the NCAA, or haven't won their conference tournament. Missouri's winning percentage in conference, 44%. 2 conference tournament titles in the last 12 years. Illinois has 0. Illinois, the last 12 seasons, has 7 20-win seasons. Over the last 12 seasons, Missouri has 4 20-win seasons and 2 30-win seasons. So, come on. Let's not act like Illinois is so much better than Missouri. It isn't. The last 12 years, you have not been. You and Missouri are about on the same playing field. Sorry. Sorry to burst your bubble. And get off the 18-year-olds. I scratched my head at Illinois fan this morning. Give me a break. Your program has not been very good the last 12 seasons, and neither has Missouri's. But record is similar. Conference record is similar. Success in conference is similar. The number of tournaments is the same. Missouri, as a matter of fact, gone farther in the NCAA tournament the last 12 years than Illinois has. Neither has been to the tournament since the 2012-2013 season. Not saying Illinois is not a great job or a great program. It is historically great. But over the last 12 years, it's not like it's so much better than Missouri. It isn't. It's not so much better. Those are your head scratchers this morning. And I went way over, Matt. Am I going to get in trouble?
I don't think so.
We're listening to The Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. When I come back, I'm going to talk about this lawsuit versus the Rams and the NFL right after this.